Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Would you be worried or concerned sending your children off to college if you didn't think that the colleges had proper health resources to identify or support students that have special needs or chronic health conditions? My guest today is Dr. Diana Lemley. She's a physician in internal medicine and pediatrics, specializing in the care of adolescents and young adults. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lemley. So tell us about this study about college students with chronic health conditions and lacking support. Should we as parents be concerned that the colleges aren't prepared to help our children if something comes up or if they have chronic conditions?
Sure. So thank you so much, Melanie, for having me on today. So what we found in our survey, which was a study looking at a representative sample of colleges across the U.S., trying to identify what policies and practices and really the resources that are available for students with chronic medical conditions, what we really found was that there's pretty tremendous variability in the resources that are available. And so what I would really sort of highlight to parents is, the importance of investigating what exists at their child's school before he or she enrolls. So in terms of, thinking about where that child may be able to obtain care, and what's going to happen, once they get to campus. We found that many schools, do have available programs and health centers that can manage a number of chronic illnesses, but there really is lacking any type of specific identification or tracking of students who may be more at risk.
So what does that mean? We have the clinics there, at the colleges where you can go and get your well checkups or if you're sick or have an ear infection or something like that. But if you're an asthmatic or you need your ADHD medications or that sort of thing, when you say keeping track, are the colleges, do they have a database or some sort of support system where they know who these children are, an epileptic student, for example, that might, have something happen in class, any of these kinds of resources?
Right. Well, that was exactly what we found was lacking for most schools. So nearly half of schools really had no system of identification or tracking or identifying, keeping in a registry students that have these types of chronic medical conditions. And only about a third of schools continued to go through initial information and create a registry of those students. So what seems to be difficult is that there's not really a system in place for colleges to reach out or identify or contact students when they arrive on campus, particularly students that may need more ongoing care while they're there.
So what do you want parents to do about this? If we can't affect the bigger picture of the colleges and getting them to, create these databases, because this is a big job to start something like that. But as parents, should we be alerting the college, making sure that they know, getting our children's schedule when they get it and say, this is what my child suffers from. This is what I want you to be on the lookout for. Should parents, be that sort of helicoptery? Or even that, maybe it's not helicopter, maybe that's just advocacy.
I would say it more falls into advocacy. I would certainly encourage parents to take on that role. I think I would also encourage the student to take on the role. I mean, there really needs to be sort of some discussion starting way before the child is about to go off to college about, understanding their own condition, understanding their medications, understanding where they may, need to obtain care. And that's really part of a much bigger transition process. And what I would encourage is that transition process should also include a discussion about what's going to happen when the student goes off to college. The various players that may be involved in that discussion would be certainly the student or patient themselves, the parents, but also their home pediatrician, a discussion around where is the care going to take place, who's in communication, encouraging that pediatrician perhaps to reach out to the school, and really trying to be fairly explicit in terms of where the student anticipates needing care and who those providers will be.
Okay, because as kids are little, we would do that anyway as parents. We'd go right to the school and say, my child, is allergic to this, or my child has epilepsy, my child, and we'd go there and we'd make sure everybody knew. And so with the older kids, you want them to learn to also advocate for themselves, if they're able and they're going off to college on their own, and make sure. So how much input do we have, Dr. Lemley? Do we, call the school every once in a while? Do we make sure the clinic's got, have the records? What do we do as far as keep ongoing advocacy?
So I think there's a couple of different steps that can be done. The first are sort of the more initial steps prior to the arrival and enrollment of the student in terms of making sure that records are sent. Many schools we found actually don't necessarily require health forms or any specific communication from a child's pediatrician before enrollment. And so it may not be something that is happening automatically. And so parents should be aware of that. And if necessary, if a student has, a more complex condition or chronic medical condition, make sure that that information is being sent to the right people. And then, certainly there's going to be some balance between, what the parent is doing and what the student is doing. But in most college health settings, there is going to be some ongoing discussion and communication with parents as well. And that's something to clarify again at the beginning, with your child and with the school in terms of, what specific situations do I as a parent need to get involved with?
Well, and also in the study, it even talks about, getting that first follow-up initial appointment. So maybe when you take your kid to school and, help them build their bunk beds in the dorms, you also set up an appointment to go visit the hospital or the clinic and meet whichever doctors you want and have an appointment so that they meet your child and get to know them so that they're more aware, and then you might feel better as a parent.
Exactly. I think it's really that initiative and planning ahead, which can be difficult. And it can be difficult for college students who, are at a point where there's multiple stressors and different situations that can sometimes be difficult to handle. And so in thinking ahead so that if there's an exacerbation of the chronic illness, there's already a plan in place. There's someone that knows the student on campus, and you're not scrambling at that point to try and figure out a care plan for your child.
So if you would, for us, Dr. Lemley, kind of wrap it up in the last minute here of the study that you did on college students with chronic health conditions are lacking support at many universities and colleges around this country, which is a very surprising study. I'm really surprised about. Wrap it up with your best advice, please, for parents whose children might have chronic health conditions and are going off to college.
Yeah, I would really say there's a couple of main points. The take home is that you really can't make assumptions as to what services and resources may be available for your child at the school that they're going to. And so to do that initial education and assessment of what is there, confirm that they even do have a health service, because we found that 1 in 6 schools did not have an on-campus student-run health center. And then in terms of, that sort of putting in specific plans in place, talking with your current pediatrician about the transition and making sure that your student is aware of the details of their own condition.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. And stay well.